I was sitting in the living room of the house that Johanna and I owned in Saugerties, New York, which is just to the east of Woodstock. And I think it was a Sunday morning, and I was playing guitar in the living room, just, you know, fooling around with different tunings and progressions. And Johanna was in the kitchen making coffee, and I played that melody, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And from the kitchen, she called out, "Sounds like Dance With Me." And I said, "Can't we think of something more original?" And she said, "No, it really sounds like Dance With Me." So we actually wrote, we that morning with the coffee, we sat down and we came up with the lyric to the first verse, or she did, and we went to do a gig. It took 2 months before the song was finished. We were coming back from a gig in Ithaca, New York, driving back to the Woodstock area, and I was driving, she was in the passenger seat, when suddenly she said, "Pick the beat up and kick your feet up." And she started scribbling on the back of an envelope. And, and by the time we got home, the song was finished.
All right.
So you just don't, I mean, speaking as a writer myself, I never know where the inspiration is going to come from or when it's going to come. Sometimes it shows up if you sit down to work at it. Sometimes it has to gestate and come, you know, come back in a different setting when you're not trying to write.
Right. All right. Now, Still the One is probably my favorite Orleans song, and it still sounds great today. So how do you and Johanna write that one?
Well, this is the opposite. This is the lyric showing up first.
Okay.
Johanna and I, before we lived in the Woodstock, Saugerties area, we lived in the Lower East Side in an apartment, and our neighbor downstairs was breaking up with her husband, and she asked Johanna if she could write a song, if we could write a song about people staying together, because there are so many songs about people breaking up.
Right.
And so Johanna wrote the entire lyric on the back of an envelope, a different envelope, but, you know, a lot of this stuff got scribbled on whatever the closest piece of paper is. And she handed me this envelope with the entire lyric on it for Still the One and said, "You think you can do anything with this?" And I wrote the music in about 15 minutes.
All right.
And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes songs come quickly. Sometimes you have to struggle over them. I remember Barry Gibb once saying, anything that he couldn't finish in 15 minutes, he didn't think was worth finishing. I don't think that's true, but sometimes they do